WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. New York prosecutors charge a suspect with murder in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect was arrested earlier today in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and our Matt Piper has more on that.
A police officer only on the force for 6 months is who responded when a McDonald's employee recognized Luigi Mangione as a person of interest. The officer and another asked Mangione to pull down his blue medical mask and also recognized him. Police say he was found with a box of masks, a 3D printed pistol and silencer, and $10,000 in cash. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the 26-year-old had been traveling throughout the state.
This suspect traveled between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, making stops in between, obviously here in Altoona.
Court documents say when police asked Mangione if he'd been to New York recently, he began to shake. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Mangione's family says in a statement they're shocked and devastated by his arrest and offer prayers to the family of Brian Thompson. A bomb threat against the home of Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene leads to a death and an injury in the city of Rome, Georgia. WSB's Michelle Wright reports.
As officers are en route to investigate those claims, one of them gets into a wreck. That crash injures the officer and kills a woman in the other vehicle. The congresswoman says in a social media post she's heartsick about the death of Tammy Picklesmeyer and the injury to the police officer, going on to say that the perpetrator of this crime has committed murder. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies are now involved. Michelle Wright for CBS News, Atlanta.
Six people are charged with human smuggling in a semi-trailer crash in Mexico that killed more than 50 migrants. CBS's Adrian Bard has more from Mexico City.
This incident happened in southern Mexico in 2021. It underscores how human traffickers operate, in this case packing more than 160 migrants who paid to be taken to the U.S. into a semi-trailer truck. More than 50 people died. Most of them were from Guatemala.
President Biden says the U.S. will help manage the risk after rebels captured Damascus over the weekend and Syria's new administration moves to form a new government. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb reports.
Many fear that these are Islamists who want to impose some sort of religious rule over the country. However, there have been signals from their leader, a man by the name of Jalani, suggesting that he wants to bring Syrians together.
Meantime, Israeli strikes have hit suspected chemical and long-range weapon sites in Syria, and the foreign minister says the aim is to keep them from rebels. A mass evacuation of Philippine villages is underway after a brief but major volcanic eruption on central Negros Island. Some 87,000 people have been told to leave. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M. The Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Amelia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. There will be plenty of clouds for us here the overnight with a breezy west to northwest wind up around 25 miles per hour, and lows will settle back to near 20 degrees. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid-20s, snow chances for Tuesday night. Right now, it's 28.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich LoCascio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is 93.5 The Tap. .com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the morning to you, or afternoon, or whatever it is, wherever you are. It's a brand new week, a brand new day. It's the start of the week. The hottest news right now is that in Altoona, Pennsylvania, police are questioning a man they believe may be the shooter in the UnitedHealthcare CEO case. A worker at a local McDonald's called in and said, "This guy looks just like the pictures," and boom, the cops showed up. No idea yet whether this is the same person or not, although apparently... they recovered, when they stopped him, they recovered a number of false IDs. So it's looking like he's been busted. We'll see. I'll keep you up to date. Meanwhile, we've got a lot to talk about today. When profits kill, the deadly cost of treating healthcare as a business, apropos of the killing of Brian Thompson, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare. Also, they should go to jail. Donald Trump stuns Kirsten Welker by saying that all of the January 6th probers, the people on the panel, on the committee, the members of Congress, should be in prison. And Olivia Troy's attorney has responded to Kash Patel's demand for a retraction. It's hysterical. I'll tell you about that. Also, in the first hour of our program, because he's in France, he's going to be coming in at the bottom of this hour, at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern time. Cole Stangler, old friend of the show, well-known reporter. He now works for French television and lives in Paris, or lives in France anyway. And I wanted to get some detail on what's the deal with the collapse of the French government and what lessons can we learn from this. So that's our first hour. In the second hour of our program, where is the healthcare CEO bandit? Well, maybe we know, maybe in Pennsylvania. And why does the media hold Trump to a lower standard? We'll get to that also. In the third hour of our program, more bird flu coming. New cases in Arizona. I'll tell you about that. Also, voters in Missouri wanted a right to abortion. Republicans are trying to screw them. So I'll give you the details on that. So we've got a lot to talk about today. My op-ed, published over at HartmanReport.com, is titled... When profits kill, the deadly costs of treating healthcare as a business, our daily take. And in it, I point out basically that we are the only country in the world that inserts for-profit health insurance companies between people needing healthcare and people providing healthcare. That's it. Or at least the only developed country in the world. Now, I realize you could argue that Switzerland does, because Switzerland's system is entirely privatized. But the companies that provide health insurance in Switzerland are heavily regulated, and the majority of them are nonprofits. So there's really nothing like UnitedHealthcare anywhere else in the world. You know, a company that makes billions of dollars a year in profits that is reportedly at the very top of all of the health insurance companies in America in denying claims. So here we are. What do we do about this? Well, actually, there's even a larger picture here. And the larger picture is, you know, what is the purpose of government? Why is it that every other developed country in the world has universal health care? And arguably even Switzerland. Every other developed country in the world does, and we don't. We have 25 million people in America who have no health care. And if Trump keeps the promises of Project 2025 and his own promises to gut the Inflation Reduction Act, you're going to see that 25 million Americans with no health insurance go up to 30, 40, 50, maybe as many as 60 or 70 million Americans as they dial back on Medicaid, which, by the way, is a single-payer health care system. It's just not universal. The United States government, well, we pay a little over $12,000 per person per year, we Americans, man, woman, and child, everybody in the country, we pay a little over $12,000 a year for health care. In the average of all the other developed countries in the world is around $6,000, about half. But which means that about half of those developed countries spend less than $6,000. About half of them spend more than $6,000. The closest to us, the most expensive healthcare country in the world, is Germany. They spend around $9,000 a year for healthcare. So why are we spending $12,000 a year? It's so the CEO of United Healthcare can make $10 million a year. This is not rocket science. And not just United Healthcare, obviously. It's and the for-profit hospitals and the big drug companies. And the pharmacy benefit managers, another category that literally does not exist in any other developed country. It's like there's all these leeches that have inserted themselves between average Americans who need health care and physicians who are providing health care. And they're all trying to make a buck off it. Now, what is the purpose of government? The founders of our republic tell us that the purpose of government is to provide for, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet the needs of the people in a way that allows them to get on with the business of life. And I don't think you can identify anything more essential to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, than being healthy. Not only do we spend twice as much as the average of all the other developed countries in the world on health care, but we have worse outcomes. We have the developed world's highest maternal mortality rate. We have the developed world's highest infant mortality rate. We have, for several years now, we've had a declining lifespan. Now, you know, America is really a mess. We're like the sick child of the world. And now you've got Trump coming in saying, we're going to make it worse. We're going to give even more money to these giant health insurance leeches. How are they going to do that? Well, they want to make Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is, you know, one of the major profit centers for United Healthcare and for all the other insurance companies that provide it. We're going to make Medicare Advantage the default for Medicare. We used to have a nice single-payer system for seniors. It was called Medicare. Now, fewer than half of American seniors are on Medicare. Most of them think they're on Medicare. But they're not. They're on private insurance. It has the word Medicare in its name, Medicare Advantage, but it's not Medicare. It's paid for by the Medicare Trust Fund, and it costs about 6% more to Medicare than real Medicare does. Does that mean that Medicare Advantage provides more services or benefits? No, they provide less or fewer. We spend, in the United States, we're spending over the next decade, if nothing changes, we will spend between $50 and $60 trillion on health care over the next 10 years. If we had Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All, single-payer system, which, by the way, would cover everybody, there would not be 25 million people without health insurance. It would cover dental, it would cover vision, it would cover psychiatric and psychological services, it would cover hearing. It would fill in all the cracks. There would be no 20% deductible or whatever that you need a Medigap policy for. If we had all that,
it would cost us $32 billion over the next 10 years. Now, you'll actually recall back when Bernie was proposing this and running against Hillary Clinton in the primaries back in 2016, the Clinton campaign was running ads going, Bernie Sanders' program will cost $32 trillion over the next 10 years. Holy cow! Without mentioning that if we just keep the system we have, Obamacare, it'll cost $55 to $60 trillion. They just made it look like Bernie was like Mr. Big Spender. The reality is every other country in the world has figured this out. Why haven't we? Well, because five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court legalized the bribery of politicians. It's real simple. What do we do about this? Well, obviously, we have to get big money out of politics. Which reminds me, there's a federal law that says that federal contractors cannot contribute to presidential, to any federal campaign, to federal campaigns, including the president. How did Elon Musk, who owns SpaceX, which is a federal contractor, get away with basically buying the election with $270 million of his own? Isn't that illegal? Anyhow, I'll be right back with you, 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, Does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol levels down, numbers down, and don't see any results? Yeah, it can be frustrating. Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great taking Superbearing, and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's T-H-O-M. The website again, superbearing.com, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with that promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
While the sick wait in line, crossing battle lines, claims denied, lives put on the shelf, profit over people, justifying wealth. In a world where healing's priced and sold, human lives are a story untold. But what's the cost? What's the price we pay when the system steals our hope away? Health denied for the sake of greed, broken hearts and a world that bleeds. We need care, but they turn their back. Profits rise while compassion lacks.
So Donald Trump did an interview with Kristen Welker that was published or, you know, aired over the weekend. I believe he did the interview on Friday, but I could be wrong. But in any case, it ran Sunday morning and on NBC's Meet the Press. And basically, he said that he thought that all of the people who were on the January 6th committee, that was a committee, you know, created and authorized by the United States House of Representatives, should go to jail, should go to prison. When she asked him, will you direct your FBI director to put them in prison, he said, no, not at all, or his attorney general. She said, are you going to direct your FBI director or your attorney general send them to jail? He said, no, not at all. I think they'll have to look at that, but I'm going to focus on drill, baby, drill. Which is, you know, Trump's way of saying, well, yeah, I talked to the fossil fuel billionaires who fund the Republican Party, and they just want to get rid of all the regulations and all that kind of thing. You know, the price of gasoline nationwide today was $3.02. Price of gas is falling. Now, why would that be? I mean, you know, hey, it's winter. We use more oil to heat houses. Well, not so much. You know, people have been shifting from oil to natural gas or electricity. Big move toward heat pumps. They're cheaper. They're more efficient. They don't destroy the environment. And, it appears that the main driving force for driving down the price of gas is the number of electric vehicles on the road. Since I've been driving an all-electric vehicle, I have an Ioniq 5, and I just love it. It's a Hyundai. And we used to have a plug-in Tesla, or excuse me, a plug-in Honda, or no, Toyota Prius was what it was. It was the plug-in hybrid, you know, kind of where it goes 25, 30 miles on an electric charge, and then after that, the gas power comes on, but now it's all electric. But since I've been doing this, since I've been driving these cars, I've been noticing all the electric cars on the road. And it's like, you know, every couple minutes, there's another electric car. They're all over the place here in Portland. I don't know about where you live. But what this has done is it's driven down the demand for gasoline. And it's happening worldwide. I mean, in Norway, starting next year, you can't sell an ICE engine or an internal combustion engine. All across Europe, over the next 5 years, they're gonna phase out gasoline and diesel-powered engines, in large part. And here in the United States, I mean, the Biden administration has set a goal for, I think, 2035, although you can bet Trump is going to do away with that. But, you know, bottom line, gas, you know, the gas industry, the oil industry does not need any help from Donald Trump. They're doing just fine, thank you. I think where you're going to see most of Donald Trump's efforts focused on behalf of the fossil fuel billionaires who own the Republican Party is going to be in making it easier for them to pollute, making it, you know, doing away with the environmental regulations on refineries that prevent people who are downwind from the refineries from getting cancer, you know, doing away with benzene restrictions, you know, doing away with the requirement that methane not leak, for example, you know, just things that will increase the profitability. Meanwhile, Kash Patel has threatened Elizabeth Troy, or Olivia Troy, rather. You know, she was one of the top aides to the former Vice President Mike Pence, and she's a Republican. Kash Patel had threatened her with a lawsuit. And Mark Zaid, who's just a brilliant lawyer, he is her lawyer, and he responded by saying, but to your specific question as to Mrs. Troy's intentions as to a retraction, I think Monty Python expresses it best. And then he's got this picture where the Monty Python guy is holding his thumbs in his ears and wiggling his fingers, you know, waving. Like, nah, nah, nah. Not going to do it. Don't think so. Wouldn't be prudent. Yeah. Good on Olivia Troy. Kash Patel is starting to make the rounds in Washington, D.C. Got a nice, respectful meeting with John Tower, which I saw on television. So, anyhow, we've got Syria, by the way, fell. Bashar al-Assad regime fell over the weekend. And it looks like the guy who shot the CEO has been busted in Pennsylvania. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets 5 areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Santa's team's on display. Badita's here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay that's organic and clean, and a cruelty-free harness with a vegan sheen. One run, Rudolph, Peter's on your trail. Check your nose, Amber's your diet.
Let's have a vegan Christmas here. On the line with us is our old buddy Cole Stangler, the journalist based out of Marseille, France. He's a contributor to The Guardian, The Nation. He's in Paris today, covering politics and labor. Author most recently of Paris is Not Dead, Surviving Hyper-Gentrification in the City of Light. ColeStangler.com is his website. And his blue sky, whatever you call it, name is ColeStangler.bsky.social or at ColeStangler. Cole, welcome back to the program. I confess I have never really understood French politics. Probably in part because I don't speak French. You live there, you do speak French, and you're a keen observer of politics. I've always had so much respect for your insights and your writings. Can you fill us in, like, kind of, you know, tell me like I really don't know anything, because I really don't. What is happening? The headlines here say that the French government has fallen, and yet Macron is still running around as a president, but I understand the prime minister's in trouble. I didn't even know there was a prime minister. Fill us in.
Yeah, thanks as always for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, you know, France is what we call a semi-presidential system. So this is the constitution of the Fifth Republic, which goes back to 1958, created for President Charles de Gaulle. Now, France, up until the Fifth Republic, so up until the 50s, was a parliamentary system where you had, you know, normal parliamentary system like, you know, we might have in the United Kingdom or Spain. Or Germany, where you have a prime minister that basically comes from, well, whatever majority can be cobbled together in the legislature. So France still has this parliamentary system, but since the creation of the Fifth Republic in 1958 under Charles de Gaulle, the great World War II hero, this kind of towering figure, France created this very strong presidency also that exists alongside the National Assembly and alongside the parliament. And so what we have today is both a president that's elected every 5 years now, and you also have a National Assembly that's elected that the prime minister comes from whatever majority exists in the National Assembly. And so you have, you know, the situation, it's only happened a few times before in French history, three times where we've had what we call cohabitation, a president who's not from the same party as the prime minister. But that's kind of the background on the system. But basically, to give you the very short version of what the crisis is today, is that, so Macron, of course, is still president. But back in this summer, after the European elections, he decided to dissolve the National Assembly. That's one of these very strong presidential powers that the French president has, again, under this constitution.
This is the power the king has in England, right?
You know, there's people that call the French president, the system, the presidential monarchy. And, you know, if you want to go back deeper in French history, we can talk about how maybe this presidential figure is kind of hearkening back to the figure of the king. When Macron talks about, you know, his desire to have a Jupiterian presidency, in many ways is reflective of this kind of bigger tradition in France. You know, I talk about Napoleon as well. In any case, so Macron dissolves the National Assembly this summer. And what happens then? We have new elections, and the left wins a slight plurality of votes, but you essentially have three evenly split blocks that emerge in the National Assembly. And so Macron, you know, this tremendous self-inflicted wound, loses his relative majority in the National Assembly and throws France into political chaos. That's the first step of this. So dissolving the National Assembly, losing his majority in the Assembly. And then secondly, you know, we have this kind of, you know, mathematical problem where no party has a clear majority on its own. Macron, again, under the Constitution, can name the prime minister. And instead of naming a prime minister that reflected what voters express at the polls, which is to say the left and the center, voters unified to stop the far right from winning. Macron chose a prime minister hailing from the right wing, Michel Barnier. And Barnier's government essentially has fallen in the National Assembly to a motion of no confidence because he lost the support of not just the left, but also the far right. Again, these three blocks. We have three evenly split blocks today in France. And right now we're in a situation where the government is continuing to kind of pass day-to-day, you know, managing day-to-day affairs. But we're still waiting now on Macron to name a new prime minister. And again, we're in this situation of just political paralysis, crisis, and it goes back to Macron's decision to dissolve the assembly in June.
Now, it seems to me, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding of this, because you live in Europe and I haven't lived there since the 80s. And when I did, I lived in Germany. So I was pretty well informed about German politics. But it seems to me that the two major forces that are shaping European politics right now and that are shifting Europe to the right generally are, number one, immigration of mostly brown Muslims, largely as a result of the Russian massive bombardment of Syria back in the day, and the essentially racist backlash to that. And neoliberalism, the immiseration, the impoverishment of working people and the reduction of the power of unions and the increase in the power of corporations and the very, very wealthy. Is that what's going on in France? And do you agree with that analysis of Europe in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're seeing these challenges, you know, appear across Europe. I think certainly in France, you know, we've seen both of these things play out, and I think they go a long way in explaining the kind of political crisis that we're in today. We've had, you know, to be clear, you know, the neoliberalism, if we want to use that word, you know, isn't as strong as it is in the United States. But France, to give you an example, you know, and this is broadly true across Europe. We're talking about, you know, states that have more developed welfare states than the United States. But you want to take France in particular, you know, public services have always been essential. The state has played a significant role in providing housing, transport, education. We've had pretty high quality public services in France for decades. And what we've seen is sort of a slow decline in the quality of those public services because of certain political choices made by the governing elites. You know, and that goes back to even the socialists in the 1980s, which governed France, which instead of delivering on the more kind of progressive aspects of their platform, ultimately decided to have a more austeritarian restrictive approach to the budget. So declining public services are a big part of it. The economy, you know, the economic growth is lower in Europe and in France than it is in the United States, for instance. But then, of course, we can't really only talk about the economy. We have to talk about the backlash to immigration and the backlash, you know, that's amplified also by these economic problems. Parties on the populist far right that are able to capitalize on this widespread sense of frustration against the political establishment, but also, you know, this very anti-immigrant rhetoric, unfortunately, captures a lot of support. And you know, I've spent the last, you know, as I'm reporting right now on another book project, spent a lot of time talking to voters who support the far right National Rally in France, which is, you know, one of the three big blocs competing for power. And it's hard to isolate the those two factors you talked about. They interact with one another in complex ways, just like they do in the United States. You know, so we have a real hollowing out of France's economy, decline of public services, but also, like you said, there is a real backlash and you know, dog whistle type rhetoric that we see directed at immigrants that want to seek to blame immigration for the kind of problems that France is experiencing today.
The other thing we've seen here in the United States and a number of countries in Europe have seen, in fact, Romania just said, you know, we're going to cancel our election after a pro-Russian dark horse candidate was elected, apparently with enormous amounts of money and help and particularly social media help from Russia. We're seeing Russia interfering in the U.S. election. We're seeing apparently a friend of Russia, you know, Elon Musk, putting $270 million of his own money reportedly into the campaign. Is Russia playing a role in this in France as well? Are they supporting Marine Le Pen and the other hardcore right-wingers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there have been ties between the RN, National Rally Party, and the Russian state. You know, famously, there was a loan that the RN had to take out in Moscow when they were going through difficult financial times. So, you know, there's that famous bank loan. Politically, the RN, it's quite interesting because they used to, when they were called the National Front, used to speak quite highly of Vladimir Putin and the Russian state as kind of an example of a country that's not afraid to show demonstrate its national values, that's proud of its national culture, that's independent, quote unquote independent foreign policy. So the RN, the FN, now become the RN, had this kind of fascination, almost idealization of Russia, and a lot of that they've have taken a step back from since the invasion of Ukraine, in part because it's just so unpopular. That's not right. A kind of politically savvy move in France today, that you support the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine. So they've stepped back from making those kind of, you know, vocal support for Russia. But in some cases, there are ties. I'll just give you, you know, an example today in the context of the Syrian conflict. You know, you had members of the RN who supported the Russian involvement in Syria. We had a lot of images have been resurfacing today after the fall of Bashar al-Assad, but you had a coalition of, so this isn't the far right, but the mainstream right, including now someone who's with the RN, National Rally Party, went on a visit to Syria, meeting with members of the Syrian government just a few years ago. You know, so I wouldn't say it's necessarily the driving force in French politics today. I think that'd be a stretch to say, but you know, you'd have this kind of fascination with Russia, and I think it's, you know, there's a certain kind of ideological continuity between the European far right and the Russian government. So it makes sense to kind of, like I said, look up to this country that you see as sort of, you know, upholding these conservative national values.
Right. We see that here in the United States too, particularly with, you know, people like Tulsi Gabbard. Cole, I have a minute and a half here until I hit a hard break. How do you expect this all to play out?
Well, you know, I don't think anyone can give you really a clear answer to that in France. Anyone who tells you they know what's going to happen isn't telling the truth. But we have, you know, like I said, it's an evenly split, pretty closely split political situation here between three main blocs. I think, you know, if you're on the left, what was quite encouraging was that the left-wing parties decided to unite for those parliamentary elections that Macron called for. And the left, like I said, had a slight plurality, which is an encouraging sign. The problem now is that it doesn't look like Macron's going to name a left-wing prime minister. It would be very surprising if he did. And the left is going to have to try to conserve its very delicate unity that it has. It's already fraying right now. Some people want to meet with Macron and participate in maybe a new government. Others are a hard no. And I think the most important thing for the left is how do they stay loyal to those voters that said no to the far right, that said no to Macron, that want the left to offer an alternative vision? That's going to be the challenge for the left. And hopefully they can, you know, the leaders can figure out the right way to do that in the coming months.
Fascinating. Cole Stangler, one of our great reporters out there, based out of Marseille, France. Contributed to The Guardian, The Nation, occasionally on France 24, French television. I see you from time to time there, Cole. ColeStangler.com and Cole Stangler over on Blue Sky. Cole, thanks a lot for dropping by. I so appreciate the information.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Tom, as always.
Always a pleasure. I'll be back on the other side of this break in just a moment, 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workout, sleep, and even stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips on how to keep on top of your health game. I've made changes to my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, with two N's at the end, to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, for 15% off your purchase. Lumen makes a great gift, too. And thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode. Go to lumen.me, lumen.me/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get 15% off.
Take a look at the laws they pass, banning books in mass and stoking fear of those they don't control. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, cops with riot gear. But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free year by year. A gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan.
Welcome back, 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, on this situation in Syria, I guess it's better to start where I was wrong. I knew there was a big military exercise going on in the eastern Mediterranean. The Russians, the Russian Valery Gerasimov, the chief of staff of the Russian military,
right.
His first call to CQ Brown, which is shocking in and of itself. But anyways, his first call to CQ Brown was warning.
Who's CQ Brown?
You know, CQ Brown is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He replaced Mark Milley.
Thank you.
Okay. His first call was warning CQ Brown that the U.S. should not, you know, send drones or anything near that exercise in the Eastern Mediterranean. So I was going to call up and say, look, the
Russia's going to defend Assad. Yeah.
Well, what they did is, you know, come to find out, they ended up sneaking him to Moscow. Now, what all the experts are saying, and this is where they're wrong because they're not taking into consideration Trump. Okay, what they're saying is Russia and Iran can no longer afford to back dictators. Okay,
that's not true.
Well,
go ahead.
Assad went to Trump first behind the scenes, seeking help to leave Syria. And he, guess who else he went to? Now you can say, well, Trump's the president-elect. It makes sense. No, he also went to Viktor Orban. Now this is where I say this is not coincidence, Tom. This is not coincidence. And even calling these Republicans the pro-Russia party, which I think is the most accurate, it's the American pro-Russia party. People don't really know what that means, all right? And I admit it. I mean,
it means the pro-dictatorship, anti-democracy party.
Well, and here's the thing we got to keep into consideration. Russia is a very complex nation. They are not limited to just dictators, okay? Mm-hmm. What they really want to do is influence authoritarian, the leadership caste or class.
Oh, yeah. Putin is trying to make the world safe for oligarchy.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, and Trump is right there with him. And who's in Trump's cabinet now? What is he up to? 12 billionaires? I mean, he's over almost $400 billion worth of wealth in his cabinet. I mean, there's not even $1 billion worth of wealth in Biden's cabinet. So yeah, I get it. Dave, thanks. I always appreciate your analysis. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break. What's going on with the healthcare, you know, with the guy who might have killed Brian Thompson? I'll bring you up to date on that. And why does the media hold Trump to a lower standard? We'll talk about those things and pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has been charged with murder in Pennsylvania. CBS's Matt Piper tells us how the nearly six-day, 900-mile manhunt came to an end.
Luigi Mangione was inside a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, nearly 300 miles from New York City. Someone inside thought they recognized him from photos circulating for 6 days and called police.
He was wearing a blue medical mask. We asked him to pull it down. My partner and I recognized him immediately.
Officer Tyler Fry has been on the Altoona Police Department for 6 months.
He was very cooperative with us. Didn't really give us too many issues. Once we found out his identity, we took it from there.
Police say he had a passport and $10,000 in cash. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A Manhattan jury acquitted white Marine veteran Daniel Penny of criminally negligent homicide after the choking death of Jordan Neely on a subway last May.
At a nearby